Coach, welcome on to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let me adjust that for you. All right, so, you know, this was a game where you put guys on base basically every inning, just couldn't get them to come home. Was that more of a credit for Charlie Pratt or something with you guys?
Yeah, he pitched pretty well today. You know, I didn't think our approach at the plate was very well. You know, we struck out 11 times, and I think we helped him a little bit with that. You got to at least put the ball in play, and I thought some of our guys were kind of guessing up there. So he had us off balance. You know, it's a credit to him. He pitched a good game, but we didn't give ourselves much of an opportunity either.
I did like some of the contact that was made. Cooper Thomas put the ball in play a couple of times for you. The speed was evident here for you today as well. You got some guys that can swipe bags. So, I mean, there is some talent there that could potentially, you know, make some noise in the district tournament.
I'd like to think so, but, we kind of regressed today a little bit. You know, we had 5 errors, and you're not going to win ball games when you have more errors than you have hits. Much less when you strike out 11 times. You know, I thought our pitching, while not fantastic today, I thought it was in general, we threw strikes, we weren't walking guys. But our other two facets of the game, we just didn't perform well enough to compete.
You know, for a guy in Chase Beard that came in with sort of a higher ERA, I thought really he did pitch a really good game, but you mentioned the 5 errors. It can kind of kill a pitcher's groove, mood, that sort of thing, and make it look worse than it actually is.
Well, and he's kind of suffered through a little bit of that this year. You know, he's a pretty decent pitcher. He has good stuff. Throughout the year, though, there's just been little odd things that have happened where, all of a sudden he's pitching an extra 12 in an inning because we did something behind him or couldn't field a bunt or we couldn't do something where execute something that a normal high school team should. And that adds up throughout the year and obviously in games, and especially when you play people that are good. And Festus is a good team, and, you know, we just didn't give ourselves a shot with how we played.
It just, to me, it just didn't seem like Festus, you know, was whacking the ball everywhere and, just that they were the ones causing some havoc. It was sort of, you know, a little here, a little there. But, I mean, you look at the runs, and 10 runs in 6 innings is quite a few. But yeah, it just didn't seem like they had an enormous just offensive outburst against you guys.
No, they didn't. And, unfortunately, we didn't have any offense and didn't give ourselves a chance to help either. And, you know, Chase is actually several of his games this year, you know, people haven't really hit him hard or anything like that, which is a tribute that he has some good stuff because he's fooling some people when he's up there. But, unfortunately, you know, it is what it is, and we got to see him on Saturday.
I was going to say, this was a chance really for you guys to kind of, you know, this being the last regular season game against Festus, a team that you are going to face in the first round of the districts on Saturday, a chance to kind of learn a little bit about how your team faces some tough competition, as well as a chance for you to see what this competition is in the Festus Tigers. So what are some things you learned about Festus today?
Well, I mean, just they're a good team. We didn't really learn anything we didn't already know. And as far as tough schedule, I mean, we played a tough, extremely tough schedule and unfortunately didn't do so well this year. I mean, because if you look at our schedule, we play CBC and DeSmet. And I mean, so we faced other teams as good as Festus, if not better. So we're not afraid of or worried about what they are. Our biggest concern is the fact that we're not doing the things we're capable of in order to compete. Just like today with the errors, we're not putting the ball in play.
All right, well, you got 3 days essentially to practice some things. So what's the grind of the next 3 days for your guys looking like?
Well, we'll go back doing the same thing that we have been, you know, make sure we're hitting, make sure we have an approach at the plate, and hopefully we can execute something a little bit better on Saturday.
Is that ultimately what you would kind of say, is that there just wasn't an approach? It was just sort of go up there and...
Well, I mean, you saw some of the pitches we're swinging at, and you know, we're beyond the point of, if it's a 1-1 count, you know, and you just swung and missed at a curveball, you might expect another one coming, especially ones in the dirt. Mm-hmm. Or if it's an 0-2 count, 1-2 count, probably expecting something out of the strike zone. You know, basically wait fastball, trust your hands, and if it's not there, then, and I don't think we did any of that today.
All right, Coach. Well, best of luck next 3 days getting guys prepared for Saturday, and look forward to having coverage of the opening round.
All right. Thanks for having me.